asked you, hey, where'd you learn this from? You just tell them, said, you know, I made it up myself. Yeah, you know. I don't care about, you know, who gets credit for it. See, watch this. We can always do great things if nobody cares who gets the credit. I'm not caring about credit. I'm caring about effectiveness and us being able to equip all people to grow fully in Christ. All right, so here's your final prescription now for this family series. Number one, have a short devotion with your family every day this week. Read the remaining chapters from Proverbs by the end of the week. Meditate it, discuss it, and pray its truths over your family. So now you may have to do two a day, maybe even three. Secondly, eat dinner together again at least two times this week. Discuss life at the table, allowing everyone in the family to communicate openly without the fear of repercussion. And again, just keep in mind, if you're unmarried with no children or so forth, you can always do these things with a few friends. And then lastly, join us on Saturday, October the 7th, for Love Your City, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we're going to meet at the administrative office. We always start, you know, together just to pray. And then we will go out to be a blessing. So it'll be from 8 a.m. to noon. So it's going to be a good time. Hope that you will be with us for that. Glory to God. Amen. Please lift up two hands unto heaven with me. Thank you, Father God, again, for what it is you're doing in all of our families. Help us to identify with you, Father, as the victor and never as a victim. Yes, we recognize the tragedies that have happened in our society, in our communities, and maybe even in our families. But we're so grateful for your presence that is capable of turning all those things. That's able to bring forth now a brand new garden of life. Where there was once death and destruction, your presence, your word brings life. So Daddy, we declare your life and blessing over every family that is present here and every family that is watching. Father, may we all have vision goals for the remaining part of this year and going forward, even after that, where our families are concerned. May we continue to grow healthy and strong for you. And long after now this series is over, may we all still maintain a spirit of fighting for our families. We thank you for this and give you praise in Jesus' name. If you agree, would you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Please just keep your heads bowed.